ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ऐं गुरवे नमः। ओम परम गुरवे नमः। क्लीं गणाय नमः। क्लीं नित्यानंदाय नमः। श्रीं क्लीं राधा कृष्णाभ्यो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम गोपीजन वल्लभाय स्वाहा। ओम ह्रीं भुवनेश्वराय नमः। त्रिनादपि सुनिचेन तदोरिव सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीया सदा हरि। हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नामैव केवलम्। खलु नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा। So, today is a very, very auspicious day. You came to this place. Do you have a name for your home? You should have a name, some kind of dom. Just like, and Lala's, did we ever name your home? Lala dom. Yes, because Krishna Lal. Very good. Like Meta's is Shriji dom. Parex is Govinda Kunj. So we have to find a name. So, today is the beginning of the month of Kartik. In the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they take full advantage of this month of Kartik because they know that any kind of religious, what to speak of, spiritual activities performed during this month yields great, great, great benefit. Just like I'm sure most of you probably have some kind of investment and you're looking for a good return on your investment. So for devotees, this is the best month because you get big, big dividends this month for any religious or spiritual action that you do. Now tonight is the beginning of this month of Kartik or Damodar. And I'm going to talk about what is the significance of this name Damodar. But I want everyone to say Damodar. Thank you very much. So this month has several significant big, big religious festivals. Tonight, 5,000 years ago, in your India, because I think I'm the only non-Indian. Oh, you're here. Welcome. 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan, Krishna danced with Radharani and the gopis, Rasa Leela. So, beautiful, beautiful day and night. Very, very nice. And those of you who are aware might want to hear and chant and remember that Rasa Leela pastime, which is considered the quintessence of all the Leelas of Krishna. That Rasa Leela is the crown jewel. Now also in this month, we have Diwali. Now, most Indians, when they celebrate Diwali, who do they think of? Lakshmi, Ram, right? But me, I think of Damodar. Because the Damodar Leela that I'm going to talk about took place 5,000 years ago on Diwali. It states so. Sanatana Goswami informs us that this pastime of Damodar took place on Diwali. Then the very next day, we remember the activity of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. Kids, how old was Krishna when he lifted Govardhan Hill? How old was he? Yes, say it. Say it. 7. And how many days did he hold up? How many? 7 days and seven nights, and he was 7 years old. Now, for the bonus question. Did he use two hands or one hand? One. Which one? Excellent. What's your name? Very good, Aditi. Very good. Yes. So I'm going to be asking the kids more questions, so pay attention. Okay? Sit properly. All right. And then at the end of this month is the auspicious occasion of when Krishna, in his form as Shalagram, is married to who? Yes? Tulsi Devi. Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Krishna's favorite plant. I always like to tell, especially Western audiences, when I go to high schools and college, I say that we know so much about God in our books. We know what God likes to eat. We know his address. We know his cell phone number. What's his cell phone number? Ah, Hare Krishna. And if you want to give him a text message, what would you say? Om. That's a text message for Krishna. Everybody, let's all do it. Om. Very good. By the way, kids, when you were singing your kirtan, my producer, see, right now, this program is being broadcast around the world. There are 18 people somewhere in the world watching and listening this program. So be on your best behavior, because I might turn the camera on you. And so while you were chanting, the 18 people, my producer, who is far, far away somewhere, told me that the kirtan was very, very beautiful. So let's give the kids a hand. It was a very beautiful kirtan. So this month is very, very special. And as I said, you do any kind of religious or spiritual activity, you get much more turn on your investment. So try to max out. Try to do as much as you can. As maximum. Read the Bhagavad Gita. Read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Give in charity. Do chanting on mala, perform austerities, all for the satisfaction of Krishna. But tonight, we're going to be focusing on Damodara Leela. So if you're ready to proceed, everyone say Hari Bol. All right, now I would like to go into Samadhi. Do I have your permission to go into Samadhi? If I close my eyes, that's because I want to really concentrate. So, as I said, on Diwali Day, 5,000 years ago, in Vrindavan, India. How many of you have been to Vrindavan? Oh, very good. Very enlightened class. You have been to Vrindavan. Very good. So at this time, Krishna is a young child. Let's see. I don't know if he's 5 years old, but he's young. And Mother Yashoda, although she's the queen of Vrindavan, and she has many maidservants, and anyone who knows, when you have maidservants, like when I go to Panama and when I go to Chile, all the Sindhi families, they all have servants who do cleaning and cooking and taking care of the children, everybody. So Mother Yashoda had many servants. She's the queen of this village of Vrindavan. But on this day, she herself was churning the yogurt and making butter. And the reason was that previous, just like, you know, when you watch certain television shows, previously. So previous to this, Krishna, God himself, was behaving very, very naughty. Yes. So kids, here's an excuse to tell your parents, don't blame me for being naughty. Even Krishna was naughty when he was my age. Why are you getting on? But you'll see why. That's a poor argument. You'll see. So Krishna had been, and his brother Balaram, they both of them, were going into different neighbors' homes, stealing yogurt and butter, sometimes pinching the babies and making them cry. And sometimes, if they didn't like the yogurt and butter, they would pass stool and urine in people's homes. Don't imitate. Don't imitate. But Krishna was behaving very, very naughty. So Yashoda was thinking, perhaps Krishna is going to other people's homes and stealing the butter and yogurt because he's not happy with what he's getting here at home. Now Yashoda has very, very special cows. Nanda Maharaj has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cows, but Yashoda's cows are very special. And these cows, when they make milk, that milk of Yashoda's cows has a very, very special flavor and taste. So it was with that milk that Yashoda was churning the yogurt and making butter, because she wanted to make it special for Krishna. And what day was it? What day was it this was happening? You're not paying attention. What day was it? Diwali. I'm going to have a test at the end. All right. So it was Diwali day. So Yashoda is churning, and Shukadeva Goswami, who is describing this whole Leela pastime to who? Who is Shukadeva Goswami speaking to? Anybody new? Yes, Parikshit Maharaj. And he's relating, and he spends a good time describing exactly how Yashoda looks. She had garland in her hair, earrings, and Shukadeva Goswami describes nicely how Yashoda was looking. And he put that in there for the devotees who would like to follow in the footsteps of Yashoda and develop a similar relationship, feelings of love for Krishna, following in Yashoda's footsteps, called Vatsalya Ras, the parental emotion of serving and loving Krishna. So all of a sudden, young Krishna comes and indicates to his mother that he would like her to stop what she's doing and give him the milk from her breast. And Yashoda, being the loving mother that she is, she stops her churning, takes Krishna on her lap, and begins to feed him. And all mothers, you know what a beautiful experience is, feeding your child. It's a beautiful experience. Mother-child relationship is so special. Prabhupada said the mother-child relationship is the closest thing in this material world to help us understand love of God. Mothers, you know that. That you will do anything for your child, even now. What to speak of the grandchild, right? I know my wife too. I've said it 100 times. My daughter comes first, I'm second. Even now, and she's 36. That mother-child relationship, nobody can understand. So Yashoda has Krishna on her lap, and while she's feeding, obviously she's looking at the beautiful face of her child Krishna. Now Yashoda doesn't know that Krishna is God. Do you know that Krishna is God? How many people know that Krishna is God? All right. I'm not going to ask who doesn't. But most of us know that Krishna is God. Yashoda does not know. She just knows that this Krishna is just her beautiful son. That's all she knows. And she loves him more than anything. So she's looking at the, and Krishna, that very name Krishna means what, children? What does the name Krishna mean? You. All attractive. Yes. So Krishna is all attractive, so he's all beautiful. But all of a sudden, while she's feeding Krishna, Yashoda hears in the kitchen the milk pan that she had on the stove was starting to boil over. So, that's a problem. So, she knows, I gotta go take care of that. So, she has to stop feeding Krishna, put him down, and take care of the boiling milk on the stove. Makes sense, right? Did Yashoda do anything wrong? No, she's got to take care of the... That could be a big problem. What to speak of cleaning it up. Okay, she has servants. But she wanted to take care of the milk pan boiling over. So she put Krishna down. And when she put Krishna down, Krishna was very angry. Because he didn't care about the milk on the pan. He just wanted to feed from his mother, and he wasn't finished. So Krishna became angry, and he bit his lip. And he took a stone and threw it at the butter pot and broke it. And so the butter came out. And then Krishna ran away. And he found another cart. He climbed up because in those days they kept the butter and yogurt hanging in, what do they call, rafters? Pots that hang from the ceiling. Alright, so Krishna was standing on top of a grinding stone with the use for grinding spices and taking the butter and yogurt, eating it. And anyone who's been to Vrindavan, what kind of animals do you see running all over the place in Vrindavan? Monkeys. So Krishna, being very generous, was also giving the butter and yogurt to the monkeys. Meanwhile, Yashoda comes back to the scene of the crime. And she sees the broken pot. And she realizes, oh, this child is very clever. He knows he has done something naughty. And he knows that I'm going to get angry and punish him. So he has ran away in fear. And Yashoda was angry. So she pulled out a stick. You kids like the stick? So she had a stick. She was going to punish Krishna. I remember when I was in the 8th grade in the Our Lady of Loreto Catholic School, I was very naughty one day, and I was really causing a disturbance in the class, and the elderly teacher, Sister Mary Virgine, that was her name, she called me to the head of the class. She said, "Stick out your hand." She took a metal ruler and whapped me on the hand. I learned my lesson. I was the pet of the teacher from that day forward. So, Yashoda had a stick in her hand, and like a great investigative person, she could see footprints because Krishna must have stepped in the butter and yogurt. So she could follow Krishna's footsteps. When Yashoda turned the corner, Krishna was feeding the butter and yogurt, but at the same time was looking here, looking there, because he knew at any moment his mother is going to come. So all of a sudden he sees his mother. Krishna jumps down off the grinding mortar and starts to run. And Krishna, because he's little, he can run and escape. And Mother Yashoda, She has full breast and big hips, so she cannot run as fast as Krishna. So Krishna is trying to avoid her. Finally, Yashoda grabs him. And when she grabs him, Krishna becomes very afraid. Children, when your mother gets angry at you, do you become afraid? Yes. Or maybe you're such ideal children that your mother never gets mad at you, right?
Sure.
So Krishna was very afraid, and he was trembling in fear, and Mother Yashoda had that look. I know when I was a kid, child, I had two brothers, and my mother didn't work, and me and my two brothers, we would drive my mother mad. Three boys, they can be a little overbearing. So my mother was very smart. She knew, I'll get you guys. She would wait for my father to come home, and then she would give the report, and we'd like, Anna! Because our father was very strict. And if she gave him a bad report, it meant... So Krishna was afraid of Mother Yashoda with the stick in her hand. He was trembling in fear. God himself. This is amazing. In the scriptures, it is said that fear personified is afraid of Krishna. You take the sum of all fears, personify it, it's afraid of Krishna. But just see, Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. In this instance, Mother Yashoda is greater than God. This is the play, the role that's being enacted. God himself, playing the role of a little child, is afraid of his mother. But Mother Yashoda looks at baby Krishna and says, "Nah, this stick is too much punishment. And if I'm too harsh with him, it may create a psychological problem and he may not turn out to be a good boy." So she threw the stick away. And she decided, but he's been too naughty. So I have to stop him in his naughty activity. So she decided, I'm going to tie him up. And this way, he cannot do any mischief. Just like parents do that when the children are starting to crawl. And you don't want them disturbing the whole house. You get a playpen. Do they still do that, playpens? You get a playpen. It's like a little cage. Okay. And the child can walk, crawl a little bit, but only within a certain confinement. This way, the whole house isn't destroyed. So Yashoda wanted to tie up Krishna. So she calls the servant, bring me some rope. So she tries to tie up Krishna, but when it comes time to tie the final knot, she's short by 2 fingers, 2 inches. So she says to the servant, bring me more rope. All right, she adds more rope, and at the final knot, it's still 2 fingers too short. Something's going on. So she calls the servant, bring more rope, bring more. They bring all the rope in the house, and no matter how much rope she adds, when she tries to tie him up, it's still 2 fingers too short. Meanwhile, many of the neighbors have come, and they're all like, they're all laughing to see this fun. And finally, Yashoda becomes completely flabbergasted because she knows even if I add more rope, it's going to be 2 fingers too short. So Yashoda practically gives up. And at that point, Krishna then agrees to be bound by the rope. Krishna was teaching Yashoda and simultaneously teaching us that don't think you can bind me. You cannot tie me. I am completely swarat. I am completely independent. Krishna was indicating to Yashoda and to us that only if I allow myself to be tied up can I be bound. Only if I agree. Otherwise, no. I am completely independent. Even though he is only a little child, 4 or 5 years old, maybe less. Even though he's that small baby form, he's still God. He's still unlimited. He's still all-powerful, almighty. Even though he's looking and playing like a little child. Now, in the song that we're going to sing a song. And when we sing that song, you see these nice candles here. Everyone must, or else you don't eat. Everybody has to take a candle and offer it to Krishna. Yes, Nandini Rani? You are the GBC of this house. So while you're all coming up one by one and offering, we're going to sing a song. And in that song, there's one line. Everyone say, Bhakti Badham. Bhakti Badham means that Krishna can only be conquered or roped or controlled by love. Not by ropes. As Yashoda saw, she could have gotten all the rope in the whole village. Krishna would not have been bound up. So Krishna is this word, Bhakti Badham. Krishna is controlled only by love. That is the only thing. How many of you know about Superman? If you've been in America, you know about Superman. So Superman was all powerful. He was like a perverted reflection of Krishna with a silly cape and tights. And anyway, Superman was invincible, but he had one thing that could take away all his power. Kryptonite. Just see the difference between American and Indian. You were brought up, most of you were brought up on Krishna, Ram. In America, were brought up on Mickey Mouse and baseball and Superman. Big difference. So, Superman, if he comes in contact with kryptonite, he loses all his power. Similarly, Krishna, he's all powerful, but love of Krishna is more powerful than him. As exemplified by Srimati Radharani, who is love of Krishna personified. So although Krishna's, one of his names is Ajita, everyone say, he's unconquerable. He can only be conquered by love. And your love also can conquer Krishna. When your love for Krishna is very, very intense. So Bhakti Badam, Krishna is only bound by your bhakti, by your love, by your service, by your devotion. That is the only thing. Otherwise, nothing else. No material qualification, no other spiritual qualification. No. Only by your love and devotion, your meekness and humility. And Shukadeva Goswami, speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, points out that after Krishna was bound up by Mother Yashoda, then Mother Yashoda started to do her housework. Just see, the Mother of God has to work. So, we all have to work. The Mother of God has, even God has to work. You'll see in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, although Krishna is God, he has chores. Kids, what are Krishna's chores? What's his main chore? What? Take care of the cows. Exactly. So, no laziness in the spiritual world. We may think, oh, I can't wait till I go to heaven. I can't wait till I go to the spiritual world. I'm going to sit back and drink pina colada all day and watch ZTV. No, when you go to the kingdom of God, you're going to work. But it won't be like work here in the material world. That work will be so pleasurable. Work in the spiritual world is actually ecstasy, bliss. You love to work. You can get a glimpse of that when you do devotional activities, spiritual work. You get a glimpse. If you find some service that you like to do for Krishna, if you enjoy that, that's a glimpse of what is the spiritual world. Just like, I'll be very honest, I love to talk and sing about Krishna. I can do this every day, all day. I love it. Nothing's better. So this gives me an idea of what it's like to be in the spiritual world, that there'll be something I will like to do, and it may be laborious, but I'll love it. Sachi Dulal knows that when I came here, it took about an hour to set everything up, right? Had to drive so many miles. But for me, I love it. Because this spiritual activity, there's nothing better. So Shukadeva Goswami explains, Mother Yashoda is so special that her liberation is called Vimukti. Everyone say. So Mukti means liberation. There are five kinds of liberation. But her liberation is Vimukti. Vimukti in this sense means her liberation is greater than that of Lord Brahma, the Creator. Her liberation is greater than that of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the greatest of the Vaishnavas. Shukadeva Goswami says that Yashoda's liberation is greater than Lakshmi's. You said on Diwali, most Indians, they worship Goddess Lakshmi, right? The goddess of fortune. Yashoda's liberation is greater than hers. Why? Because she gets to tie up Krishna. Nobody else. You can't do that. I can't do that. Only she can. And Yashoda's position, unfortunately, no applications are being accepted. She's got that role permanently. But you can follow in her footsteps and experience the same feelings. That's okay. But you can't like, okay, Yashoda, your turn's up. Like in a dance sometimes, they, okay, my turn. No, you can't tap Yashoda on the shoulder and say, like King Indra, you can become King Indra. Anybody here want to become King Indra? Anybody here want to become Lord Brahma? All these demigod positions, you can take them. You can be an Indra or whatever. You can be that. They're all material posts. But you cannot become Mother Yashoda. So, after Yashoda ties up Krishna, Krishna is tied up to a, you know what he was standing on when he was feeding the butter and yogurt to the monkeys, was a big grinding mortar, wooden ulukala. So he's tied up and he looks out into the courtyard and sees two trees. And Krishna says, my mother thinks that she has tied me up. Now I can't do any mischief. I'm going to do more mischief. Because he sees those two trees out in the courtyard. They're called Yamala Arjuna trees. And he knows, oh, those two trees were actually two sons of the demigod Kuvera. Kuvera is the chief financial officer for the demigods. I think our U.S. government could use Kuvera's help here. I think we need some overhaul. These two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvara, they were once very, very naughty. And they were so naughty, Narada Muni, the great sage, cursed them to become trees. But generally, when a saintly person curses someone, it's usually for their benefit. So these two sons of Kuvera, because of their nonsense, They had to stand as trees for 100 years in the calculations of the demigods. Now, the calculations of a demigod, our 1 year on earth is 1 day in the heavenly planets. So 360 times 100. That's how many earth years. Right? Make sense? So, Krishna knew who these two trees were, who was actually residing within them. So Krishna began to crawl, because he's still a child. So he's crawling, and while he's crawling, he's dragging that wooden grinding mortar, and the grinding mortar gets stuck between the two trees. Krishna keeps crawling with great strength, knocks down the trees, and out from the trees come the two glowing, dazzling sons of Kubera who offer him beautiful prayers. And Krishna tells these two demigod sons, Nalakuvra and Manigriva, that you were very fortunate to come in contact with Narada Muni. Notice, Krishna didn't say, you're very fortunate to come in contact with me. No, Krishna's cool. Krishna's very humble. Krishna says, you were very fortunate to come in contact with Narada Muni, who is just like the sun. Narada Muni gives blessings, and you should be very, very appreciative. And they were, when Nalakuvra and Manigriva offered their prayers, they did acknowledge that they were very grateful to Narada for cursing them. And then Krishna blessed Nalakuvra and Manigriva and said, now you can return to your father, and please stay in what is called Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means always remember Krishna and never forget him, especially in this month. Can you do that? For this month, can you always remember Krishna and never forget him? Can you do that? Can you try to do that? Everyone say Hari Bol. So, this pastime of Damodar, we will be meditating and praying throughout the whole month. So now, we're ready to go? All right. So we're going to sing the song, and one by one, everybody come up and offer the candles. Oh, very good idea. That's an excellent idea. Whatever you think is best, I yield to your superior intelligence. Very good. In fact,